What's going on, good people? It's your boy Tyson. You already know what it is. Real people, real issues, real talk. We still in the shit. Don't know how to explain it. Everything is getting mandatory now. I'm out to the point where I'm ready to quit my job and just stay home because I can't deal with this shit no more. They don't even make security guards essential workers, but these guys are going off of the rails with the whole putting mask and gloves on thing. You know, I don't disagree with it. I don't. But I'm not in a position where I need mask and gloves. These people stay in their rooms. They don't bother anybody. And I'm overnight where everybody is sleeping. I'm not touching anything but my phone. And they're making a big deal out of it. I'm over this whole thing. I'm ready for the world to come back to the way it was. I'm ready for it. Because this is getting annoying. It's getting overbearing to the point where I'm ready to just walk out of my job because I'm tired of having to deal with this mask and glove shit. They're just now, after 51 or 55 or however many days there is, they're just now starting to take homeless people off of these trains. The funny thing is about these homeless people is that none of them are sick after 50 however many days. I don't know what's going on, and I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government. You go ask me, I think the government is out there killing people. The government is the ones that's putting this COVID shit out on the streets. The government, because if it was that serious, there wouldn't be that many homeless people on trains. There wouldn't be that many homeless people on trains. They wouldn't have to be getting homeless people and shit like that off of the trains right now. Where are all these bodies coming from? Where? And how are families not outraged? Oh my God. How are families not outraged at the fact that they can't bury their family or they're going to be dumped in a mass grave? It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. And things like this make people panic. They make people do crazy things, stupid things, and they get people upset. What do you think? After spending all of this time in the house, not making no money, not doing nothing, people aren't going to lose their minds? They're ready to go outside. And then on top of that, they're talking about a vaccine that's going to be made available next year. A vaccine that's going to be made available next year. So we got to live like this, mask over our face, gloves on our hands every single day until next year? This is ridiculous. I can't live like this. I can't live like this, and I can't see the logic in it either. I can't see the logic in it. We're going to spend the rest of our year masked up and gloved up or stay in the house for the rest of the year. You kidding me? People are supposed to just... I'm over this, guys. I'm so frustrated with it. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how you guys feel. If you guys want to tell me how you feel, hit me up. Let me know. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm just over this whole COVID thing. It's getting to the point where I miss my daughter's and my son's birthday. We couldn't even do anything because of COVID. I'm over this. My son's birthdays and my daughter's birthday is on the same day. Couldn't do anything for them because of this quote unquote pandemic that everybody is going through. That's killing everybody, quote unquote. I'm over this. I'm over it all, man. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope everybody stays safe. I'm not going to keep you too much longer. This is your boy Tyson. You already know what it is. GDM Radio, real people, real issue, real talk. Hit me up, man. Holla.